Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston's reputation as a city that does not warmly welcome blacks and Latinos plagues many employers during the hiring process. A growing coalition of business schools is taking on that issue. The schools are sharing the resumes of non-white candidates. They're helping to find jobs for spouses and looking at collaborative recruiting to try to boost faculty diversity in their schools. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
Let's start by establishing that if this is not the first time a group of business schools has agreed to share candidate resumes, it is very unusual, according to one of the organizers at Northeastern University.
I'm Bill Crittenden. I'm the Senior Associate Dean in the College of Business Administration. When I went to the first meeting, the idea of sharing information with some of these other institutions seemed like something that I want to track this person to me, and I don't want them to know that there's a position available at this other institution.
So why would the deans at Northeastern, Babson, Bentley, UMass Boston, UMass Lowell, Salem State, and now Boston University take this unusual step?
All of us recognize that having diverse faculty adds to the educational experience, adds to the educational excellence of our students. And we want to show Massachusetts, and particularly the Boston area, as a welcoming place for diverse faculty.
Because, says Crittenden, concern about what it would be like to live in the Boston area comes up in pretty much every interview with a potential faculty member who is black or Latino. Marla Baskerville Watkins, who's been an assistant professor at Northeastern for 2 years, remembers telling her husband that she might get the job offer.
When I told him Boston and said, what do you think about us coming to Boston? He said, well, we should do it, but just know that sometimes it's not the best place for black people to be.
Baskerville Watkins says she and her husband know they could face racism in any city and have developed thick skins. Baskerville Watkins and her husband have had a few instances of discrimination so far in Boston, but nothing she calls major. She hopes this effort to boost minority representation will give her students role models she didn't have.
When I got my PhD, I didn't have a black professor. And then as an undergrad, I don't remember ever having a black professor. And so a lot of times we think about what we want to do based on our perception of whether or not we can do it. And if we don't see anyone that looks like us, then, it's so easy to think that, oh, that's not for me.
To boost the ranks of minority faculty members, business schools will ask other members of the group if they can place a candidate that doesn't fit the first school's needs. The coalition will also try to connect minorities who earn PhDs here with jobs at the member schools. And there's a proposal to recruit as a unified force at professional conferences. At Boston University, MBA faculty director Tim Hall says the business school joined this coalition after hearing too many stories of isolation like the one Baskerville Watkins had as a student.
I think we've just sort of become numb to the issue. It's been a very difficult problem to deal with, but we've been going up in the rankings, and I think we're in a much more attractive position to recruit people and certainly to retain people. So it just seemed like a good time to really try taking another look at these issues.
The coalition says it will take 2 to 3 years at least to assess whether this approach is working. It is focused on business schools within these universities, in part because they are adding faculty members, unlike some other disciplines. Looking ahead, one question will be, do new black and Latino faculty members, once they are here, decide to stay? Is the perception that Boston doesn't welcome minorities real? David Thomas, who chairs the Organizational Behavior Unit at the Harvard Business School, says it is no longer accurate, as it was 20 years ago, to assume that minorities would face hostility in Boston.
Today, I don't think that's a reality, but what I think is a reality is that it's still difficult to find a community of upwardly mobile professionals of color in most of the professional arenas of the city. So people feel a lot of isolation.
Thomas says he's built a community through the Partnership, a Boston-based organization that helps minorities make connections here. And he hopes the new collaborative will create similar networks for minority business school faculty members. The business schools at Harvard and MIT are not part of the coalition, although both universities are members of a larger program called the Commonwealth Compact that spawned the Business School Collaborative. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.